Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome to My Prayer Closet here on the Celtic Cross Radio Network. I am your host for this evening's prayer vigil, our Protestant prayer vigil, Andrew Patrick. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is the very special and holy week of Easter. But there's been a lot of things that have been going on in ministry and within the lives of our families and our friends and those we associate with, not just with the ministry, but all around the world in the Christian faith. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I just want to remind you that we are in the end of times. And though I would like to think that we are somewhere at the beginning of the end of times, I think we're much further into it than my head hopes would be. And in that case, Christ is coming. And we just celebrated his rising, his resurrection from the dead and his crucifixion. So with all of that said, we have quite a few prayer intentions that I'd like to get through before we get started. So let us pray for all Christians around the world and for our risen Christ this holy season of Easter. Let us pray for all the people of Lahore, Pakistan, and in Brussels, Belgium. Let us pray for a friend of the ministry, David Rosenberg, here in Lorain, Ohio, who is suffering with the potential of cancer. Let us pray for the CCFM clergy And especially for healing, let us remember Episcopos Ian Gaylard, Episcopos Gary Taylor, Canon Chad Leach, Sherry Mercier, and her husband, Chaplain First Lieutenant Mark Mercier, and their family as they go through some trying times financially. Let us pray for the health and healing of our Abbot Bishop David Murphy, who is the head of our monastery program and CFO of the ministry. Let us pray for Cardinal Paul Roberts, our brother in Christ Jesus. Let us pray for Brother Rosario Delgado, aliasly named Rusty. Let us pray for Brother Arlen Gillespie, aliasly named AJ. Both of these individuals are dealing with the suffering of family members, either in health or in the passing thereof. So we ask the Comforter to come and bless them and their families. Let us also remember all of our seminarians, our affiliate missionaries and ministries, along with all of our church plantings around the world, along also with our Celtic Cross Templar Knights, all of whom are doing their absolute best to do the process and profess the Lord Jesus Christ to all those they encounter. And finally, let us pray for your special intentions. We will open up in our prayer vigil here on the Studio A. And if you'd like to follow along with us on this, you may do so by going to our ministry website at www.CelticCrossMinistry.com. In the upper tab line, look for prayer. In the drop-down menu, the fourth one down, you'll see Protestant prayer. So please follow along with this beautiful in rosary. Let us begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. The introduction. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit and the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints and the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body and the life of the world to come. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. In the name of the Father, who is the Father of the light and the giver of all good gifts. Amen. In the name of the Son, who is our Redeemer and the source of our salvation. Amen. In the name of the Holy Spirit, who is our Comforter and Guide. Amen. The Caree. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out our transgressions, wash us thoroughly from our iniquity, and cleanse us from our sin. For we acknowledge our transgressions and our sin is ever before us. Against you, and only you, have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak, and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will know, and make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Amen. The first decade, the incarnation. When God saw that we were trivial, heaven opened graciously over our head. We beheld Christ, the Spirit of truth. May he draw us in beneath the strength of his crown, strengthen our hope and leaven our joy, and near as the light of our lanterns. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, shines in the darkness, and in the darkness did not comprehend it. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And of his fullness we have all received grace from grace. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The prophet Isaiah proclaimed, Behold, a virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The angel Gabriel announced to the virgin, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Highest. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. At his birth, the angel of the Lord proclaimed, Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The prophet John proclaimed, Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and he remained upon him. This is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. This is the Son of God. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The Apostle Paul proclaimed, It pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, whether things on earth or things in heaven. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. On the Mount of Transfiguration, the Lord God said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. The Lord himself proclaimed, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. The second decade, the teachings. We set the keeping of Christ about us. We beseech the guarding of God with us, to possess us and to protect us. May the gospel of Christ, the King of salvation, be as a mantle to our bodies. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us, on the whole world. Amen. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us, on the whole world. Amen. Whoever is angry with his brother without cause shall be in danger of the judgment. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Let your yes be yes and your no, no. For whatever is more than these comes from evil. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Do not resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. Give a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. And pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Judge not, that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. The same measure you use, it will be measured back to you. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Do not worry about your life, what you shall eat, what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Love one another as I have loved you. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. In the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and wine and said, take and eat, take and drink. For this is my body and my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. The third decade, the Passion. May the cross of Christ be between us and all ill will, encompassing us in his might and shielding us from every harm, from every spectre. Amen. Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. I am the living bread, which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us, on the whole world. Amen. The hour has come. Behold, the Son of Man is being betrayed to the hands of sinners. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us, on the whole world. Amen. And they clothed him with purple, twisted a crown of thorns, and put it on his head. Then they struck him with a reed, and spat on him. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Now it was the third hour, and they crucified him. And those who passed by blasphemed him. From the cross he spoke words of comfort and forgiveness. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And as John and Mary, his mother, stood at the foot of the cross, he said to his disciple, Behold, for the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. At the sixth hour, the sun was darkened, and he spoke, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. It is finished. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Then Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus took the body of Jesus and bound it in strips of linen with spices, and he was laid in a new tomb in the garden near the place where he was crucified. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. As the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. But the tomb was empty, and an angel of the Lord said, Do not be afraid, for he is not here. For he has risen, as he said. Go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. For the sake of his sorrowful, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said to them, Peace to you. Let not your hearts be troubled. It was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that the repentance and the remission of sins be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And two angels said to them, Why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus will come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. World without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. I adore thee, O Christ, and I bless thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that ends tonight's reading and recital of the Celtic Protestant Rosary Vigil. I'd like to take a moment, if I may, since we have a few minutes left here of the show, and remind you of our upcoming programming that is some still in the works, and I'll explain those to you briefly, and some are already airing. As you know, every Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. here in Studio A of the Celtic Cross Radio Network, we do My Prayer Closet, the Protestant Rosary Vigil, which is, for all intents and purposes, our non-denominational prayer and meditation vigil. On Thursday evenings at 6 p.m., we have our program in Studio B, known as Let Us Pray, which is the Catholic Celtic Rosary Vigil. It's our old Catholic standard rosary prayer and meditation. These links you can find here on this page and be able to access them at any time. Also, on Friday evenings at 6 p.m., on our new sister station, we have Sowing the Mustard Seed, which is our catechism, or rather Bible study, in Studio E. It's a reading, a chapter, or two, with discernment and meditation of the Holy Scriptures. And it is diverse in that it is neutral, with understanding to both the Catholic and Protestant faiths. Coming up in April, which is just a few days away, on Sunday, we have the first airing of the canonical of the Celtic Cross, our Sunday Holy Mass, with the celebrant being Bishop Todd Smith every week. And if possible, he will also be doing a evangelical worship service of the Evangelical Church of the Celtic Cross as well. In our future programming, we have the Celtic Knights of the Round Table, which will be our Celtic Templar Knights coming together in a discussion group, and we will have guest speakers from our Knight Commanders to our Priory Commanders. So please, our Provincial Commanders and our Priory Commanders will be able to answer questions, things that they are doing, and to spread and protect the faith in the areas where they are. We're always looking for new people, and you can go to our website at www.crossministry.com and peruse the many pages of our website to get a better feel of who and what we are. Also, we have the Chaplain's Corner, which will be an upcoming program, and it is our chaplain, International Chaplains Association of the Celtic Cross, coming together and talking about chaplaincy programs in a vast variety of industry and religious fields where chaplains profess the Word of God and help those they associate with in those environments. Ladies and gentlemen, again, if you have a prayer intention, you can please email us at info@CelticCrossMinistry.com. And there is a hyperlink right on this page here on Blog Talk Radio. Our new sister station is the Christians Underground. So join us there for our upcoming programmings next month. This is your host of My Prayer Closet, the Patriarch of the Celtic Cross Foundation of Ministry, Andrew Patrick, saying God bless, and thank you for joining me. We'll see you next week.